thinking that practice is going to be over here in just a little bit. We could be wrong about that, but we have sent the snake and positioned him very carefully down on the field.
Corby!
To where he might be able to spring into action at a moment's notice and maybe do a little interviewing and stuff down there. Snake.
I have you. I have you. Do you have me?
Yes, I have you. Where are you, Snake?
Directly below you. See me right here in the tunnel area?
No, I see you.
No, you see me? Yes, you see me.
Yeah. Whatever. Whatever you want. Whatevs, man.
Whatevs. I'm waiting right now on this practice to wind down.
What's the scene like down there, Snake? Give us detail.
I got to tell you.
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Like we were saying earlier, not quite as electric as it has been in years past. Now, granted, this is not day one of training camp. This is day three or something like that. But still, they only have one practice a day where the fans are allowed in here. Mm-hmm. So it kind of seemed like that they'd be a little bit more spirited, and you don't see as many of the autograph hounds or people like that. I mean, it's just kind of people sitting up there thinking to themselves probably, what are we doing here?
Any you think people were pissed that the league shut down?
No, I don't. Great question, though.
I liked it. I was expecting a little bit better answer.
But Miss Price is down here. Okay, so Carolyn Price, of course, she's famous for having the loudest mouth and being the biggest blowhard Cowboy fan ever. She's down here, sitting in pole position. There she is, front row. Mm-hmm. And I saw her when I came in. I don't know if you saw her.
No.
And she's
she hates me.
She's like, Corby. So I walk over there, and she goes, you know, this is my vacation. She takes all 2 weeks or 3 weeks of her vacation and spends it on Cowboys training camp.
Yeah, I think she hates me, as most blacks do.
Why would she hate you?
I don't know. She just never says anything to me. She always gets up next to Dan and Bob and you and the Musers and everybody, but she doesn't like me.
Can we have dueling bullhorns? Now, are they all meeting together? It looks like things are winding
down. Yep,
looks
like things could be winding down on this, the first practice under the new head coach, Jason Garrett.
Again, no, we're on like our third or fourth, and it looks like they're doing more drills. There's Jerry. Boy, Jerry.
He looks different.
He looks odd. I'm not going to lie to you.
Romo was a miracle.
Is that him behind you in the blue coat there?
No.
Over your shoulder?
That guy's Chinese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jerry looks Chinese.
Well, you know, there are doppelgangers in this world. He might be Jerry's Chinese doppelganger.
No, that's true. Looks like more drills are coming on. Look, when they tell me the practice is supposed to wrap up at a certain time, I expect them to heed to that promise. Right? Hello, you're screwing with the fabric of this show. Can you hear Miss Price? Oh, there's Bruce Bowen. Oh, you want me to go scoreboard him?
Yeah, go scoreboard him.
Okay. I don't know if I'm allowed over there.
Try.
I'll just walk over.
You're allowed anywhere you want to go until they tell you can.
Okay.
All right, here's Bruce Bowen, the ESPN radio or television personality and former Spurs great.
Hey, Bruce. Can I holler at, can I whisper at you real quick? You can talk too. Is this yours? Is he yours? How old are your kids?
He's 5. That's Ohana. He'll be 6 next month. And the one on the floor about to eat a sunflower seed that's been eaten by someone else already is 4 years old.
Cute kid. Yeah, just eats whatever off the floor at any time. Now, were you happy, Bruce, being a lifelong Spurs operative and great? Were you happy that the Mavericks won?
I was proud of them from the standpoint that Dirk, Jason, and Jason Terry as well have an opportunity to finally get the chance of accomplishing that goal of a championship. Dirk deserves it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about respecting those who are very good at the game and their craft, and his preparation is unmatched by anybody else. So I was really happy to see Dallas finally get a chance to celebrate other than for the
Cowboys. What about the fans in San Antonio?
You think the fans of San Antonio were happy, or do they hate Dallas? They got to hate the Mavericks.
Well, some do, but, you know, at my son's school, they took a poll at chapel and was like, who's rooting for the Mavs? And a lot of the hands went up because they're a Texas team.
And they probably hate the Heat.
Well, you know, the Heat do receive a lot of hate, you know, for whatever reason. You know, I guess the world is a better place now that they have not won the championship, as Dwayne said.
Now, you know, that's true. That was LeBron, right? Or was that Dwayne?
Dwayne said that.
Okay. All right. So,
I thought say hey
to your hey to your best friend. Whatever your best friend's name is, just say, how you doing, buddy?
My friend is, he's 5 years old, and one day he has sleepover with me.
Well, that sounds like fun. That sounds awesome. He's a natural. Ask him what?
Does he hate Popovich?
Now, no, you're fine. You're fine. It's, yeah, I mean,
awkward.
You see
awkward.
Who this is, don't you, Mike?
No, who is it?
Calvin Hill. Okay. So, anyway, Bruce, you think that the Spurs run is over, though? Like, can they cobble something together and make one more push, or have they about had it?
I think with the people that they have in the front office, they will always be able to cobble something together to have a run at it.
What about when the big man goes?
You know, when the other big man left, Tim Duncan showed up, you know, so
you
cheated. Never know where it may come from, but because they are able to do things as far as scouting and things of that nature, I think they'll figure something out.
Now, are you with us that the Spurs basically cheated that year? They threw like over 70 games to end up with the number one pick?
Well, Boston had the most balls in there to get Tim. So it's hard to necessarily say that San Antonio cheated, because I was going to Boston that year, and I remember Tim was looking for a place in Boston because they had the most balls in there. But, you know, I guess fate would have it that he wasn't meant to go to Boston. He was meant to come to San Antonio.
When did you sign with him?
I signed with San Antonio in 2001.
Okay. And now this is your home and all that? You'll never move?
This is my home. This is my home. I don't know about never moving, but this is home for us.
Where'd you grow up?
Fresno, California.
Oh, man, it's so hot right now. Wouldn't you like to go? Is it hot in Fresno, too?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, this, you know, for you to say, it was actually, I was in Fresno this week, and
did he ever almost sign with the Mavericks?
99 degrees instead of 107.
Okay, so it's not that big of a difference. Now,
did he ever almost sign?
Did you ever almost sign with the Mavericks? Was there any point where Cuban tried to lure you in?
Cuban made a statement to me one time when I was in Miami playing for the Heat. He was like, I know you're a free agent this summer. That was about the closest I ever got.
That was it?
That was it.
You like Mark?
I do like Mark. I think he has a great business mind. You know, now Donnie, on the other hand, you know, he's the first NBA coach to cut me, and I didn't realize I got cut by him. He said, yeah, Bruce, you know, we really appreciate, you know, you coming on out and working hard here in Oakland at the time for Golden State. And I was like, yeah, what time's practice tomorrow? And he was like, yeah, about that. we really appreciate having you here, and, you know, I guess we're not going to have you tomorrow. And I was like, really? And it dawned on me, I just been cut and released.
This is Little Donnie or Big Don?
Little Donnie. It was much more tactful. It was Little Donnie.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so what brings you out here? Why are you out here? Why you bring it? Just something time kill with your kids, or you got to work?
Come on. Me working in football, I know. all I know about Dallas is that they're my favorite team. It's been my favorite team since I was 3 years old.
Really? What? Okay, so.
Oaks having camp out there.
That's it.
Tony Dorsett and all those guys. This is, tell them to stop kicking you, okay? I'm also bonding with my kids, as you can hear. You know, one is complaining during an interview, but that's what happens when you're not working.
See, I have kids about the same age, and as I said, this to me looks like it's fun for the kids, but it's the ultimate time kill. You entertain them all at once, you're bonding with them, and you look at the clock and you're like, well, it's almost dinner time.
Well, see, and the thing for me is that I didn't have that coming up. So, you know, I think any time you get a chance to spend
me
with
either,
your kids
Bruce.
Is a good time. It doesn't always have to be at a park or anything like that. It can be at their favorite team's training camp. Even if this isn't their favorite team just yet, it will be because
what's
I'm
your favorite
their father
salad dressing?
So.
Right, you're going to mold them into Cowboy fans.
They already are.
Now, where'd you go to college?
Cal State Fullerton.
Okay, so will you brainwash them into being Cal State Fullerton fans, or do they even really care?
They can go wherever they want. It's not that big of a deal to me, especially if they're able to get a free education. So, you know, there are some good schools in the state of Texas that, you know, they can get a great education from. So, you know, when that time comes, hopefully they're able to do that.
Well, Bruce, being a lifelong Dallas resident, I truly do want to hate you, you know, as being a Maverick guy, but it's I find it hard. So you're doing a great job of, you know, of winning favors and things like that with me. So congratulations on being a nice human being. Right, you're not the SOB that we saw on the court out there. All right, buddy, be good. These kids are wild.
Are they?
Yeah. All right, well, that
well,
was
he was
good,
nice. But-
God, wasn't he nice?
Yes, and I hated him as a Spur.
I know, right?
He was your nemesis.
Oh.
He was everybody's nemesis.
Yeah.
When he would come into the game, you just wanted to beat him up with fists and feet.
Because he shouldn't be coming in. He wasn't. You wouldn't think he was good enough to come into the game and make the difference in them that he did.
You're right,
but
Mike.
He would shut down scores and
make
facilitate things.
Three from the corner.
Yes, get over there in that corner and then wheel the ball around to him. He'd be wide open and he wouldn't miss.
Okay, so I think we should take a break because it's almost E News time, and I know that we're gonna have to move E News, and we'll do wireless here after. I bet you it happens by the time we come back.
Okay. Why don't we focus all the webcams up on the video board over there? Okay, the webcams are making me nervous.